guides her, who's speaking the water.
Good morning. It's wonderful to hear the lively chatter. Thank you for the lovely prelude, Carla. And we're here to worship this hour and like to begin by singing Sweet Hour of Prayer, number 11 in your hymnal. Number 11. Please stand.
Good morning. I'm amazed there's this many people in church. I thought long weekend, Canada Day, it would be 10 people. I'm pleasantly surprised. I'd like to welcome you all here this morning for the first Sunday of July. I would like to thank Gilbert and Grace for making coffee. Grace says she still has a lot of coffee left. So if you want some, I think it's still in the back. Make sure you fill up that big, big mug before you leave. So Grace doesn't feel she made too much. But thank you, Gilbert and Grace, for coffee. This is an initiative for the summer months. Music and worship says we should, you know, people that want to come to church a bit earlier should have a cup of coffee, a cookie, and visit and see how everyone is doing. And this is the first Sunday of that initiative. That itself is a ministry. From what I have heard, there are plenty more opportunities for this kind of service in July and August. The sign-up sheet, as said last Sunday by Lois, is in the back. Summer in Swift Current just doesn't seem to have happened until school is out and the fair is over. That's just my calendar. Summer doesn't start until school is out and the fair is over. Then summer seems to begin for me. Maybe it's differently for you. So for the first Sunday of July, we will mix up Sunday morning worship. Mix it up a bit. There will be no sermon. Some singing, a reader's theater type reading, and a paragraph or two of focus statement, the order of which you can find in your bulletin. So, would you take your bulletin and read with me the call to worship as written? Jesus calls us to praise and prayer, to song and silence. Jesus calls us to hearing and healing, to service and solidarity.
Jesus calls us to love.
Jesus calls us to advocacy and action, to protest and provision.
Jesus calls us to justice.
We hear the call of Jesus. We worship together with joy. Let us bow for prayer. It is good to be together, God, in this place, with these people, at this time, together listening for your voice. In this hour of worship, tell us about your kingdom of kindness so that we can seek it. Show us your justice. We want to walk with you humbly, closely, daily. Amen. I'm not sure who we call on as ushers. I ask somebody to please go get the offering plates in the back. Bart, are you there? Do you mind taking a lead on that? Maybe Lloyd, do you want to help Bart? Or Margaret? I guess we just have one. Sorry, Margaret, thank you. So this is our new practice. During COVID, we did not pass around an offering plate as we usually had in our practice, just because it seemed safer not to do that. So we always asked people, actually the old style, to put their offering in the back of the church when they came in or when they left. But we felt something was missing, and so we realized that we need to bless the offering. So this is your gifts, and we will bless them at this time. Can we bow for prayer? Our God, we give you this offering today. With it, we worship you and give our whole selves to you. Please now take it and use it for your kingdom and your glory. Extend and multiply its reach and influence, we pray. May it be a great blessing to many. We ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Let us bow for prayer. Lord, we come to you this morning with our prayers, our thoughts, and even our questions. You hear us and listen, which gives us hope. Thank you for your care for us, for the way you bring people into our lives to love us. Thank you for families, for friends, for brothers, for sisters, for our church community, offering love and support in times of need. Yet we confess that we love imperfectly, sometimes grudgingly, sometimes only with half a heart. Lord, we lift up those we love that are grieving, that are sick, that are facing health challenges of various kinds. You know who they are. Comfort their minds and souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our scripture focuses for today are taken from Proverbs 2, 1 to 5, and Revelations 3, 20 to 22. I'll read Proverbs first. My child, if you accept my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, if you indeed cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Revelations. Listen, I am standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you, and you with me. To the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So our readers' theater this morning, Carla and Aaron and Matt and I, is called And God Said. So it will be going through four different sections: creation, the fall, repent, and then salvation. And in between there'll be a hymn. You can remain seated for that hymn, but it will somehow be connected to what we will be reading. So listen to God's voice through these words. And God said, let there be.
And God said, let there be.
And God said, let there be.
A word. In the beginning was the word.
The voice of God over the deep.
And God spoke and created dry land.
God spoke and created light and dark.
God spoke and created evening and morning.
God spoke and created vegetation.
Plants yielding seed, fruit trees of every kind.
God spoke and created living creatures.
Birds and sea monsters.
Cattle and creeping things.
Wild animals and
humankind.
And God saw that it was good.
The voice of God calling the Rocky Mountains.
Good. The Arctic tundra, the sun-baked badlands.
Good.
The wide, flat prairie.
Good.
The deep, high forest.
Good.
The streams and rivers.
Grand.
The seas and lakes.
Great.
All God's creatures, the moose, the mosquito, the muskrat.
Good.
The polar bear, the eagle, the sockeye salmon.
Good.
Human beings of every hue, differently abled, speaking different tongues.
Good.
Creation, conjoined, inseparable, joined together by the voice of God. The voice of God over the deep. Take your hymnals and turn to 89 for the beauty of the earth, verses 1, 2, and 5. 89.
Thank you.
God created the heavens and the earth.
And God said it was good.
And God said.
And God said.
And God said to Cain.
Sin is lurking at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it.
Sin is lurking at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it.
But Cain killed his brother Abel.
He killed his brother.
His brother Abel he killed.
And Sarah beat Hagar.
And Jacob lied to Isaac.
And the people of Israel grumbled and turned away.
And the people built a golden calf.
And the people wanted to return to Egypt.
And the people neglected the widow and the sojourner.
And the people of Israel went after false gods.
Crying all the way.
Peace. Peace.
Where there was no peace.
Our voices creating violence.
Violent words becoming violent actions.
Our words exploding like bombs in living rooms.
And church meeting rooms.
Hateful, hurtful words in political negotiating rooms.
Words that name people as collateral damage, as casualties, as statistics.
Words in skyscraper boardrooms that translate into people without work.
People without homes.
People without food.
Violence grows and grows in our hearts and in our world.
The violence against God's good creation.
The violence against the poor, the marginalized, the helpless.
The violence against those we hate and against those we love.
And a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping.
It is Rachel crying for her children. She is crying, and she will not be comforted.
Esau lifts up his voice and weeps.
In anger, Moses throws the tablets from his hand and breaks them at the foot of the mountain.
And Tamar tears her clothes and goes away, crying aloud.
And the king cries out with a loud voice, "O Absalom, my son, my son."
And the people lift up their voices and weep.
And the Lord said,
And the Lord said,
And the Lord said,
What have you done?
Listen!
Listen.
Listen.
Your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground.
Please turn to 163. Obey my voice. Let's sing it through twice. 163.
And God said, let there be.
And God said, let there be.
And God said, let there be.
A rainbow.
A heavenly visitor.
A hope for a son.
A promise of descendants without number for a slave girl.
A dream of angels ascending and descending.
Surely God is in this place. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
And God's voice came from the burning bush, and there was a hope for freedom.
A warning to Pharaoh.
Frogs without number.
A river of blood.
A way through the wilderness.
A deliverance from evil for Israel's children.
And there was manna in the desert.
Water flowing from the rock.
There was a promised land.
And God spoke from the mountain.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
And the voice of God came to Deborah and Gideon.
And Samuel heard God calling in the night. And Samuel said,
here I am. Speak, for your servant is listening.
Generation after generation, we listen.
We listen in our hearts.
We listen at church.
We listen to the sound of the whirlwind.
We listen for God's voice.
And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah.
And Jonah.
And Job.
And Jeremiah.
And John. The voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
And the word of the Lord came to Mary. And Mary said,
here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word.
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And a voice from heaven said,
this is my son, the beloved.
And the people came to Jesus. The people crowded around Jesus. The people flocked to Jesus and asked,
are you really the Messiah?
What is the most important commandment?
How can we be born again?
Which of us is the greatest?
How should I forgive someone?
When will the kingdom of God come?
Why do you eat with tax collectors and sinners?
And Jesus said,
I am the bread of life.
I am the light of the world.
I am the true vine.
I am the gate.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I am the good shepherd. The shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it.
Please turn to 395, Here I Am, Lord. We haven't sung it for a while, and I want to just make sure that you remember to start with the verse, not the chorus. 395.
Thank you.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his face.
And the voice of the Pharisees said.
And the voice of the Sadducees said.
And the voice of Herod and Pilate said.
And the voice of the people said.
Crucify him.
Crucify him. Crucify him.
And Jesus said,
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Jesus cried with a loud voice.
And Jesus gave up his spirit.
And darkness came over the whole land.
They laid him in a tomb.
He had given up his spirit. But on the third day, he rose again.
He appeared to Mary and the other disciples, who saw his hands and touched his side.
And Jesus said, I will send you a comforter. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
The Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. The Spirit will declare to you the things that are to come.
Let those who have ears to hear, hear.
And we want to stand and sing the journey 19, I will call upon the Lord. He is our salvation. Listen to his voice. Sing the journey 19. We'll sing it twice.
If God is still speaking, are we still listening? I'm not referring to people out there, those who never come or to this any other kind of church. I am asking it about us, who still consider ourselves to be quote-unquote good church people. Sometimes it seems to me that we are so full of our own preferences, our own opinions, our own sense of what church ought to be, there is no room for anything else that God might have to say. God is still speaking. That is the theme of Pentecost. According to the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit poured out on the apostles assembled in Jerusalem his Spirit, empowering them to make known the good news of Jesus Christ in diverse languages for all who heard them. Symbolically, this is about how the Spirit seeks our attention no matter who we are or in what century we live. If we see Pentecost as a one-off event, an event fixed in a comfortable distant past, we've missed the point altogether. The Holy Spirit can be neither locked up nor locked out. The Spirit will find us where we are and as we are. If God is still speaking, are we still listening? It is the Spirit of truth who guides each generation along the way to uncover the grace and beauty in life. It is the Spirit of truth who teaches us to find God in the midst of life, to see Jesus, who taught us all that he had to teach. It is the Spirit of truth who speaks in our hearts the presence of Jesus, and with that presence, we can indeed glorify God. The voice of Jesus still has many things to say. God is still speaking. Are we still listening? Please stand for the benediction. Let us go forth into the world in peace and dedicated to your service, O Lord. Let us hold fast to that which is good, render to no person evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the needy and the afflicted, and honor all people. Let us love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of his Spirit, and may God's blessing be upon us and remain with us always. Amen.
Our sending song, 427, You Shall Go Out With Joy. 427, we'll sing it twice.
Permission to podcast copyrighted music in this service is obtained from one license, license number 400100P, and from CCLI license number 1151-7309. All rights are reserved.